You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests joining me today are, they're joining me for what will hopefully be a recurring segment on Juno Afternoon, Meteorology Matters, or perhaps Weather Wednesday. We're still playing around with it, but thank you so much for being here today for the very first one.
Thanks for having us.
No problem.
All right, so we've got two folks here in the studio, and I'll have you guys please introduce yourselves. Tell me what organization you work for and what is your title?
Well, my name is Joel Curtis, and I'm with the National Weather Service. So is Daniel. And my position at the National Weather Service is called Warning Coordination Meteorologist.
Wow.
And I worry about natural hazards. I'm really good at worrying. So one of the things that we have to prepare for are all the eventualities that can happen with the weather and tsunamis and mudslides and things like that. So that's my crew position in the office. Daniel?
Yeah, my name's Daniel Hartsock. I am an intern meteorologist, honing up my skills on forecasting. Here in Juneau.
Fantastic.
I've been here about 7 months.
Really? Where did you come here from?
I came here from Utah.
Interesting. So I moved here a few years ago from the Midwest, and I've noticed that weather patterns here are way less predictable than they are in the Midwest, in my opinion. I can always tell which direction the weather's coming from, down south at any rate, on the flatlands. Not so much up here. So, thank you for introducing yourselves and telling me. Maybe you could tell me, Daniel. I'll go to Daniel first. How did you get into meteorology?
Well, I actually grew up in the Midwest, in Oklahoma.
Wow.
And so out there we have a lot of thunderstorms and just a lot of different types of weather. And I've also been interested in science, so I'm kind of a science nerd. And also, I've also had an interest in arts. And so I kind of mix weather. Weather to me is kind of a mix of the physical science with art. And so it's kind of a growing interest that I had when I was growing up, just watching the TV weathermen as they track the big thunderstorms and tornadoes.
Ever do any storm chasing?
I've actually never done any storm chasing. I just let the storms come to me.
Smart man. Joel, how about you? How did you get into meteorology?
Well, my brother was a weather observer in the Air Force and used to come home and take leave and go hunting and fishing with me, and we got to looking at the weather. So, and then I went in the Air Force myself and was flying around in the weather, and I got even more interested in it and told myself that when I got out of the service, I was going to go and study meteorology. And that's been a long road, but here I am.
That's great. Have either of you ever been in like a dangerous weather situation or maybe exciting weather situation?
Oh, my God, yes. I have been inside of a thunderstorm in an airplane. And that
on purpose or?
Yeah, actually on purpose, but that's a whole nother long story. And then the other time, when I was stationed in Arkansas in the Air Force, I had a tornado go right by my house, and it was a really devastating tornado, and I witnessed it firsthand. So I've seen some really bad weather, and then for a while there in another lifetime, I also was commercial fishing, and I've had some, interesting experiences out on the Gulf of Alaska.
I bet. And how about you, Daniel? Any crazy stories?
I've been caught in a few hailstorms in Oklahoma and a couple tornadoes, but nothing too exciting.
No close brushes. All right. Well, again, thank you guys for being here today and giving me a little bit of background on what you do and why you like the weather, why you love the weather. I'm a bit of a weather nerd myself. So, Daniel, you've come with some stats. I don't really have a lot of specific questions, but maybe you could talk to us about some of the recent totals or averages, maybe for the month of August or for the year to date, whatever you got there.
Sure. I've kind of looked at September because we've kind of been in a normally dry and warm.
Is this abnormal? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, for September. Oh, yeah. So normally in September, start out around 60 for our high and end up in the low 50s by the time October comes around. And we've been basically in the upper 60s, near 70 here the past 2 weeks with just a little bit of rain. And so normally by this time we'd have around 3 inches of rain.
By this time in the month?
This time in the month.
Sorry. Oh, my goodness.
In September, so, yeah.
Wow.
So far we've had just 0.3 inches of rain, so almost a third of an inch. So we're quite dry normally.
So that's pretty well below average. Have we ever had a September this dry?
We have, actually. We were kind of talking about it on our drive here. We thought about 2014, which was 4 years ago. A few people remember that we had about a week of above normal temperatures and no rain. Hmm. But going on about 2 weeks here, the last time that I saw that we had something similar was 1986.
Oh, wow.
And in 1986, basically the first 2 weeks were very similar, where they had about 18 days in a row of above normal temperatures. And at this time, there's 0.27 inches of rainfall, which is very similar to what we're seeing today. And they ended up with 2.5 inches for the month. And typically for September, we have about 8.5 inches of rain.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like so much.
Yeah.
And so what's accounting for the dry spell?
Well, we've seen this big high-pressure blocking pattern that's set up over sort of western Alaska, the western Gulf, and up to the Arctic Ocean. It's very high amplitude. So you think of high pressure as kind of like a mountain that could block these weather systems from coming through the Gulf to us like it normally would. But now it's kind of forcing it to go around up and over the top or around this this big high pressure that's blocking these systems. And so it's been there for about 10 days, which is typical for a blocking pattern, but not typical for September around here.
And is the weather that it's blocking, is it headed somewhere else? Like sometimes it seems like when it's really nice here, it's not so nice like in Seattle and vice versa.
Well, one of the typical things at this time of year are old typhoons. We watch the typhoons form in the far western Pacific at very low latitudes, of course. And some of them will turn and go across the Philippines, like there's a super typhoon doing that right now. And other times they'll come up by Japan, and if they start to make sort of a right turn, then we have to start watching them. And they bring a lot of moisture with them. And also another problem for us is that the computer models of the atmosphere don't do really well with these things. Hmm. So that's typically what we're looking at this time of the year. But with the big block in the way, we don't get it. And another item that's of interest, too, is that with this blocking pattern shape, we're getting downslope winds. And as air comes downhill, it dries and it warms. And that's helping to keep our temperature up here, right here in Juneau.
Very interesting stuff. I almost wish I could visualize it a little bit better. So maybe next time we'll get some images going. Great. So do you have any other averages or facts or totals that you'd like to share for with us?
Just kind of talking about what Joel was just talking about, the downslope winds. Because typically we think of winds coming out of the west, moving off the ocean, giving us these kind of cooler temperatures in the summer, warmer in the winter, keeping us very seasonable. These winds that have come down from the east or the northeast off the mountains as they slope down, one place that's really seen that this past week has been up in Yakutat that we've seen. They've had they're on track for the driest September so far. They've had one rain event the 1st of September. And typically, Yakutat gets over 21 inches of rain in September.
Oh, my gosh. Even more than us.
Yes. Even more than here.
Wow.
But we're seeing the other parts of the panhandle. Because we cover the weather service here in Juneau covers from the entire panhandle. And so kind of aware, not just of Juneau, but of other places as well.
You guys have big jobs.
But yeah. But we've, since 1986, here in Juneau, it's been quite rainy. We've seen other times where the drier weather was happening a little bit more often in the 60s and 70s. But since 1986, we haven't really seen anything that's been this dry.
So what do you guys predict for the rest of the month? Is this blocking pattern going to move along?
Ooh, I was afraid you're going to ask that. Daniel,
you
want to take a crack at that, buddy?
Well, as the latest models come in, I think our forecasters are doing a great job. They've noted that it looks like this blocking pattern is going to start breaking down later this weekend. And so Friday and Saturday, it'll start allowing a few things to start moving across the Gulf. And I think our next chance of rain comes in Sunday night. So enjoy one more week.
And one more weekend of dry weather. So I've got a question from one of our staff members, Christy Chambor. She was wondering about the atmospheric river that occurred. It was a phenomenon that happened, I believe, last year or last fall. Do you guys know what I'm referring to? And can you explain it a little bit?
Well, an atmospheric river, I mean, it really is what it sounds like. So it's a current of air that's very, very moist and generally a narrower band. So in other words, sometimes we have like large areas of precipitation move in. But an atmospheric river has a wind flow with it, and it's more of a narrow band. And that's when we tend to use that terminology. It's kind of one of the things that's in vogue right now. You know, people like to toss around atmospheric river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buzzword. A couple of years ago, it was the polar vortex. Remember that?
I do.
You know, and it's okay because it gets people interested in meteorology and such. But I'd point out that the polar vortex is always there. It really is. So something that when we see these atmospheric rivers, they're not always there. And you really need a distinctive flow with this thing. And the most dangerous atmospheric rivers are ones that move very, very slowly, aim at one spot, and dump a lot of rain. And that's what we get concerned with whenever we see that the system is moving slow. Daniel, do you have anything to add on that idea?
From what I've seen this year so far, we've had a couple atmospheric river events during the summer that we've noted, and they definitely bring a lot of moisture just coming out of the Gulf. I don't know.
Well, one of the things is this is naturally a rainforest, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, most of the people who have lived any time here in Juneau are expecting a lot of rain, okay? Yeah, you know, and it's September, which is one of our we're ramping up months to the wet month of November, and then we start seeing transition to snow events at times. So anyway, the point is that these atmospheric rivers, the real threat of this thing is a persistent rain on already rain-soaked soils. And one of the things –
it just keeps coming and coming.
Yeah. And one of the things we worry about at that point are debris flows, otherwise known as mudslides or landslides. So that is one of the natural hazards that as the warning coordination meteorologist I have to really worry about and keep abreast of.
Joel Curtis and Daniel Hartsock from the National Weather Service, thank you so much for being here today to talk to us about meteorology matters. One last quick question before we go. I'm dying to know, what is your favorite weather app?
You got one, Daniel?
I just download the National Weather Service weather app from the webpage.
Yeah, it's mobile.weather.gov. That's one way to get it with an internet. Another one that I particularly like is NWS Now. And so that's a more simplified thing. It's really focused on the current observation. But you like it because you can maneuver in this app to get all the National Weather Service products.
Great. Thanks for the tip. I'll definitely check out those apps. And thanks again so much, both of you, for being here today.
Okay.
See you next time.
Thank you.